Lull to sleep for me the shining eyes of Zeus as soon as I lie down with him in love. Then I shall make a gift to you, a noble, golden, eternal chair. My bandy-legged son Hephaestus, by his craft, will make it and fit it with a low footrest where you may place your feet while taking wine. But mild, sweet sleep replied, Most venerable goddess, daughter of Cronus, great of old, among the gods who never die, I might easily lull another to sleep, yes, even the ebb and flow of cold Oceanus, the primal source of all that lives. But Zeus, the son of Cronus? No, not I. I could not venture near him, much less lull him, unless by his command. One other time you taught me something, giving me a mission, when Heracles, the prodigious son of Zeus, had plundered Ilion and come away. That day indeed I cast my spell on the father's heart. I drifted dim about him while you prepared rough sailing for the hero. In the open sea you stirred a gale that drove Heracles on Kos Island, far from friends. Then Zeus woke up and fell into a fury and hurled the gods about his hall in quest of me above all. Out of heaven's air into deep sea to be invisible forever he would have plunged me, had not night preserved me, all-subduing night, mistress of gods and men. I fled to her, and he, for all his rage, drew back for fear of doing a displeasure to swift night. A second time you ask me to perform something I may not. But to this she answered, Why must you dwell on that unhappy day? Can you believe that Zeus, who views the wide world, will be as furious in defense of Trojans as for his own son, Heracles? No, no. Come, I should add, my gift to you will be one of the younger graces for a mistress, ever to be called yours. In eager pleasure, sleep said, Swear by Styx's corroding water. Place one hand on earth, grassland of herds, and dip your other hand in dazzling sea. All gods with Cronus in the abyss attest that I shall marry one of the younger graces, Pasithea, the one I have desired all my living days. Without demur, Hera, whose arms shone white as ivory, took oath as he demanded. Each by name she called on all the powers of the abyss, on all the Titans. Then, when she had sworn, these two departed in the air from Lemnos, putting on veils of cloud-rack, lightly running toward Ida, mother of beasts and bright with springs.